was easier in my classroom once you got it set up. It usually worked for the year. So, okay. I'm not concerned about speed. We're going to have questions and answers. I'm going to have some participation from people. The only thing you need to be concerned about will be the final exam. My purpose is to strengthen your faith. When I was a junior at Purdue, I came to the Lord. I struggled with the concept of evolution. I was fortunate enough to run into Henry Morris, the founder of ICR, wrote the Genesis Flood. I got up in church one time and I said, something that you might want to read is the Genesis Flood. It's a little deep. But I do invite questions. She has a question already. I need to reconnect. Maybe I need to do the whole thing in 2 minutes before we... I could show it on this monitor and everybody could gather in close. That would not be social distancing though, would it? Do we have a backup program? This is fun when it happens in the classroom because you don't have anybody there to say do this or do that. So while he's doing that, Faith Baptist Church on South 18th Street was the church we were going to. I went to a missions conference. I felt called to do something. I went in and talked to the pastor. He said, have you considered Christian schools? And I said, I know of Catholic schools and public schools. He says, well, what's your degree? And I said, chemistry. He says, think about it. Teaching in a Christian school. Well, I decided to teach in a Christian school. I taught there for 11 years. We decided to get closer to our family and move back. Taught at Lafayette Jeff for 17 years until a big evolution creation hubbub happened there. And then I went to Frontier. And so I have 39 years of teaching, primarily chemistry. But I've taught calculus, trigonometry, geometry, seventh grade math, physical science, earth science, biology. 1 year I taught PE. When you teach in a Christian school, you wear a lot of hats. Steve has been here several times to set this up and make sure that it works. It did.
So it's Steve's fault. There
you go. How long do you think we'll be on this time? Speak very quickly. Okay. So here are the things that I want to teach. And you notice I said the word teach. Light. I got some light demonstrations I want to show you. Can anybody guess what's coming second? If the deacons allow. the clicker that doesn't work. All right, let's see what's... Water. Light, water, what comes next? Plants. What comes next? Are you following the days of creation? the heavens. What comes next? Birds and fish. What comes next? We're running out of lessons now. Creatures and man. And finally, God rests. He rests and just lets evolution take over, right? So this week, I want to talk about light. Three things can happen to light when it strikes something. Does anybody play baseball? Or do you play baseball? Do you play baseball? Do you want to volunteer? Okay. All right. Three things can happen when something strikes, when light strikes an object. Okay, what position do you put? Oh, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason? Oh, by the way, my beautiful assistant, Laurie. My beautiful assistant is going to do some translations for me. My hearing is not very good. Okay? So, Jason, what position do you play?
Center field.
Center field? Okay. Let's pretend you're playing shortstop. Is your best ball player on your team play shortstop? Usually that's where your best ball player is, shortstop. So three things happens. A ground ball is coming to you. What are the three things that can happen?
Bobble it.
You can bobble it, okay. Field it cleanly and throw it at first or second or appropriate base. What's the third thing that can happen? Can it go right through your legs into left field or center field? Three things can happen when light strikes an object. What do you think they are? You can feel it cleanly. You can let it go through or it can bounce off of you. So reflection, absorption, and refraction. The three things that can happen. Let's talk about reflection for just a moment. Let's go over here to these objects. If you were going to name an object or several objects that reflect light, what would you pick?
Mirror, water, road, phone.
Okay. The mirror is the most common, isn't it? You think of reflection. The cap of this bottle is reflecting light. Otherwise, you wouldn't see the cap. Actually, anything that's visible is reflecting light. All right? So, Jason, the bouncing of light waves when it strikes an object is called reflection. Can you just sit close because I have some other demonstrations I'm going to have you do? Okay. Just have a seat there. So, the reflection... Now would be a good time to say to you, if you do not want your picture shown, let me know. Okay? If you let me know, and I know two people in here who should be very nervous. I'm not going to ruin it for you. And you did say water, didn't you? Yeah. Water reflects light. But not only is the water reflecting light here, and not in a perfect sense, but so is the Bible, isn't it? Light is bouncing off the Bible. Somebody says, I don't agree with that. Well, let's just turn off the lights. You don't really see anything, do you? So light can reflect off of a mirror, off of an object, and we can perceive it with our eyes. You go, big deal. Well, I'm building up to that. Absorption is something else that can happen. The light can be absorbed. They tell us that something that is black, is absorbing all the light, all the visible light's being absorbed, and you end up with black. Okay. Something that is red or orange, what color is that? Orange, red, orange, is absorbing all the light waves except those light waves. Let's see if this works. Yeah. So here's somebody that went to the church picnic, and you can tell his skin absorbed that light, didn't it? And he, you know, he got burned. I don't want to talk too much about... She also went to the church picnic. You know, be careful when you go out in the sunlight. My wife is very good about that. She makes me wear a big floppy hat, and she won't play golf between 10 and 2. She will not. She does not want to be out there in the sunlight. And here's the one I want to talk about today, which, when you put this together with the other aspects of light, this is pretty close. If a scientist was honest, he would say, whoever created light created man. Okay, follow along. So, refraction. Refraction is the bending of light when it passes through something. You're playing shortstop, a grounder comes to you, and you boot it. It reflects off of you. All right, now to understand this, I'm going to use... Again, if you don't want to embarrass yourself or embarrass me, Nat went to What's the Matter You? That's also where he met his wife. Most people don't realize it, but Nat was an excellent sprinter. Sprinter and cross country. And Pam was a cheerleader. Do you have any idea how long it took me to find a cheerleader who was modest? And the answer is not 2 minutes. By the way, when I say you don't want your picture used, I had the goaltender on a national championship soccer team come to me after class one day and said, Mr. Clark, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't make fun of me in class. A big brawny kid, I never picked on him again, never had fun with him in class. So here's Nat out running. No. Here's Nat out running the cross country. Okay, in cross country, you run into different obstacles, right? What do you think happens? Of course, she's going to... By the way, I've got the other 6 presentations planned, but the deacons may say, no, that's not Sunday school. That's not Sunday school. So she's prepared for when Nat comes along. What do you think will happen to the rate of speed that Nat runs when he comes to the water? It's going to slow down, right? Unless he studied at the foot of Peter. And then off he goes. All right. I know there are some students that never got my jokes. Like, come back next year and try it again. So he was able to translate this ability to run, to move quickly, into his career. In fact, those that lived in West Lafayette saw him all over the place. I think that's the Purdue Union. This is a real interesting picture. Have you been in the village? It doesn't look like this anymore. It looks like that. There are skyscrapers in West Lafayette. So you just saw him wherever you went. You saw Nat. Okay? For 2 points extra credit on the final exam, name the players in the picture. Who's number 11? There, that's an extra credit point. Who's the bald guy out there? Yes? Of course, we know who Nat is. Who's number 2? That's Rocket Watts. Who names their kid Rocket? Okay. What should we conclude from all of this? The number one conclusion I would have would be, if Dan Clark asks to take your picture, say no. Okay, I'm losing sight of what I need to teach here, losing sight, so let's focus. The bending of light when it passes through something. So, I'm going to take, and physicists do this to explain how light behaves. Here comes a light wave. That's a pretty annoying sound. So I changed it to that sound. We know light doesn't make any sound, but passes right through. However, when it comes in at an angle, light, because it slows down, light is bent toward that perpendicular. Physicists call that the normal. Okay? It is bent toward, it is refracted toward the normal. Are you with me? What happens when it comes out of the glass? It speeds up and is bent away from the normal. You with me? Okay. By the way, I would do this in chemistry class. If you have a question, ask it now. Don't do it at the end of the period. I didn't get into that, Mr. Clark. You got to ask questions as we go. All right. So, it's more like if you're pushing a lawnmower across concrete and the one side of the lawnmower went into the grass. That side of the lawnmower would slow down and the lawnmower would refract a little bit. Not a great deal. If the grass is really tall, you could really slow it down quite a bit, right? That's more like what the lawnmower would do. That's, by the way, I had a physics student whose dad was had a PhD, and he worked at Argonne National Laboratory. And I asked David, by the way, why can I remember David Rundo from 1975 and I don't remember Jason's name? How does that work? So.
That's old age.
Huh? What? The three things happens when you get old. You lose your memory, you lose your hair, and I forget the third one. So this refraction of light. Now let's take a prism. I did not say prison. Jason, that's where you are most of the week, in prison, right? We're going to take a prism, and come on up here, Jason. You know, I got onto the story, then I got onto a side story, and I didn't finish. I asked him, David, ask your dad, is light a wave or a particle? I heard somebody over here say that. What did he come back with? He said, it's a wavicle. Sometimes it behaves like a wave, sometimes it behaves as a particle. Thanks for helping me complete that thought. That's a prism. And we're going, by the way, when I was in high school, they invited us to go down and look at a laser, and it was put on this giant table, and they told us it cost $500 or $600. Now you can get a laser for $1 at Dollar Tree, right? Price check on aisle one. We only have one aisle and everything's a dollar. So the other thing, a laser can be dangerous. When I use the laser, please close your eyes. Do not look at the laser. By the way, parents, you got some explaining to do this afternoon. Mr. Clark was just joking. So what we're going to do with this, if we could bring the lights down, this might be the best wall to show it. What I want you to do is point the laser at the prism. Point the laser at the prism. You're going to hold it out here. And notice, he's pointing it straight at the wall. Where's it going? Here, you can play with both. We're going to do something else with that in a minute. So here comes the light into a prism. At an angle. Okay, we draw the normal. What happens to the light wave? It is refracted. It is bent toward the normal. Because the reason we think is because light slows down. What happens when it comes out of the prism? It is bent away from the normal. So, if you take white light, all right, come on over here, Jason. What I want you to do is point the light through the prism, and let's see if we can get a rainbow. It's not like what you see in the books. Yeah, you got to kind of play with it, and you don't get that rainbow like they show you in books. That's a pretty good one. But you do, red light bends differently than violet. It doesn't bend quite as much. All right? All right. You're not going to get anything that looks like that, Jason. Thank you, Jason. I'm going to have another volunteer later. Okay. So physicists like to talk about the electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum goes all the way from gamma rays all the way out to long radio waves. Okay? There's the visible spectrum. This is all that the human eye can perceive. So, what I have here is one of the coolest pictures that I saw on the internet. I heard somebody say it. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Okay? I actually have a picture of Roy G. Biv. What? Oh, that's Roy Rogers? Okay. I thought it was Roy G. Biv. So, here's another example of the white light being refracted. You go, where are you going with this? And, well, hang on. Yeah, they show pictures like this. I've never been able to duplicate that in the lab. Now, you can imagine a water droplet looks a little bit like, you know, like a prism. And the white sunlight comes in and goes through. It's refracted. Where'd my pointer go? Jason, where'd you put my pointer? Okay, remember when I turned the laser on? By the way, there are some lasers that can do a significant amount of damage. Not this one. Refracted, reflected, refracted. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. There was even a, in my class, you couldn't say purple. If a kid said purple, I go, nope, it's not Roy G. Bip, it's Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv. Okay? That was an ongoing joke for the whole year. Not particularly funny, but. So the rainbow, here's a double rainbow. Refraction. So let's put that prism up there, and let's put just a block of glass. Let's put another prism there, and now let's put them together. Can you see what's going to happen? We have a very crude lens here, don't we? Where the light coming in is refracted in such a way that it inverts the image and continues to project it like this lens. The focal point. By the way, can I in 45 minutes explain all the properties of light? So why did I take an entire semester to study light when I was at Purdue? And why do some people spend their entire lives studying light? To me, it's fascinating. It wasn't my expert field, chemistry was. So. Does light change over time? It's pretty constant.
What you're looking through.
Well, certainly this, yes. Yeah. Somebody looks at this and goes, oh, look at what this water droplet did. It inverted the image, didn't it? Somebody goes, no, the water droplet's upside down. I go, okay, yeah, I'm sure it's going to look like that. What, is the glasses upside down? So this property of distortion of images we call refraction. Now, Denny, if he's out spearfishing, if he aims at the image of the fish, he's going to miss it every time. Because the image comes up and is refracted. He's got to aim in front of the fish if he's going to hit it. Interesting water droplets. So, let me propose to you, the Creator who created light on day one created man in his image, and he created him with a lens of which could focus light on your retina. If it wasn't for that, could you see? You could not see if light did not have these properties. So, the light comes in. It certainly goes right straight through in the middle of the lens of the eye. It's refracted in the other portions. We are told that infants, 1 or 2 days old, see things upside down. See if you can refute that. how's it look? How's it look, son? Let's talk about the speed of light. Again, I'm just touching the surface of understanding light. Now, you know, teachers like to ask questions, And so I'm going to ask this question of you. If light could bend around the earth, how long would it take for light to travel around the earth? 1 hour, 10 minutes, 30 seconds, 1 day, or none of the above? Somehow that slide got mixed up. Okay. How many say 1 hour? How many say 10 minutes? How many say 30 seconds? How many say 1 day? How many say none of the above? I didn't think everybody voted there, but let's just... The answer is none of the above. Light travels 186,282 miles per second. Okay? If you drive your vehicle at that speed, you will never get a ticket. He won't see you. Through a vacuum. And here's the key. Through glass or the lens of your eye, it travels at less than that. All right, so let's show this group the earth and light traveling around it. You know what?
Dan, how can we slow down the speed of light just by watching it?
Good question. I'll circle back to that. I forgot that this group does not believe in science. So I've modified this presentation. I have been thrown into the Flat Earth Society. I've been called an idiot. I've been called a redneck. I've been called anti-science. No, I believe in science. I believe the God who created science, the master of science, and I also believe he also created the Word of God. So let's go back to our Earth. You could, through a series of mirrors, get it to go around the Earth. It went around there 7 times in a second. 7 times in a second. So those of you that said none of the above, let's try it again. This time, let's measure it. Light travels 186,000 approximately miles per second. The circumference of the Earth is 25,000 miles. Do the math, 7.44 times per second. Just like that. There, did it again, 7.4 times a second. Now, this is kind of amazing to me. Light travels 93 million miles from the sun to the earth through nothing, and yet delivers. By the way, before I make that statement, I can kind of figure out what happened here. What do you think happened here? A fish jumped up. He's thinking fishing. Opie threw the rock into the pond before Mayberry. All right. Thanks. Whistle that song for us. So I can understand a wave carrying something. I can understand giving a letter to Nat and him running and taking. I can't imagine something coming through space 93 million miles and delivering the amount of energy it delivers. Are you with me? I can even understand how the sound, my grandson hates that, the sound wave came out and pushed the air molecules and that reached your ear and the hammer and the stirrup and the anvil did their job and caused your eardrum to vibrate. I can understand that. But how does light arrive 93 million miles from the sun through nothing and deliver enough energy to power the mechanisms on the earth for thousands of years? The water cycle. Water evaporates, condenses, and feeds our crops and supplies water for us. I'll circle back to that later. I'm going to talk about the water cycle. Provided the deacons give me permission next week. It drives the mechanism of photosynthesis. Just put sunlight, chlorophyll, water, a few minerals in a beaker, stir it up, and you'll get oxygen and sugars. Simple process. No, not a simple process. Drives the mechanism. I'll circle back to that. Those of you that aren't in the loop here, whenever she reaches a question she can't answer, she says, I'll circle back to that. This is Biden's press secretary. Now, total internal reflection. If we have a fiber, a glass fiber, a plastic fiber, something where light can travel through it, the light waves can pass through it and bounce off the edge of the object. So here's a light wave coming up to an aquarium. What happens at the interface between air and the aquarium and water? The correct word is? Refraction. Refraction. It bends. It bends slightly toward the normal, the perpendicular, all right? If the angle is shallow enough, it can bounce off the object, bounce off the water surface, and be reflected. These are little fiber optics, okay? More fiber optics. So many of you know that I had rotator cuff surgery 2 months ago. The doctor poked four holes in me. I asked him at the post-op, I go, you poked four holes in me. Do you think one day medicine will look back and go, why did you do that? And then I also sent an email to my former student who's a heart surgeon. He says, I've done that before. I have used fiber optics to look into a heart, and I have replaced valves of hearts in another room. So one of those holes was for a fiber optic to go into the shoulder to see the surgery that he was doing. Here's a surgeon doing surgery on a patient. I forget what the surgery was. But looking at the screen, my grandson loves that. All right, I need another volunteer. Okay, come on up. What is your name?
Grace.
Come on up. Here's what we're going to do. If you could turn the lights down, there's a hole in front of this bottle, and you're going to shine the light, and you're going to try to shine it on that hole. I'm going to pull the tape off. We're going to make a mess here. So if you could come around over here, and I brought it out here. Hopefully you can get to a position where you can see it. So go ahead and turn it on. And do you see that little hole? All right. Oh, got to take the lid off or it's not going to... Oh! All right, turn it on. Can you see the internal reflection where it's going through the water down there? All right. So it's bouncing off the outside of the water and bending. Very good. You're good at this. I'm going to let you take this bottle home. Thanks, Grace. We'll shut her down there. I think there might be something else if you want to hang close, Grace. I think there might be something else that we'll be doing. Yeah, sit there beside my beautiful assistant. So, some of you, they tell us 1/3 of America is served with fiber optics. The data comes through, the fibers, light, copper is being replaced. So here's a fountain, in Poland, where the light goes through the water. Pretty interesting. This is an actual pool in Poland, and I did check it. It's kind of interesting. As husbands, you know, the wives come home, they've got a different hairdo. Here's Sheila's decided to have her hair done. And now we're all faced with this, honey. What do you think about my hair? And Raleigh just took it right in stride. He just thought of it as a competition. I'm glad you guys are here today. These are actual hairstyles. Again, what do we conclude?
I'm just happy to
Don't let Dan Clark take your picture. How many times does it appear in the Old Testament? What do you think?
377.
You think 377? 177 times in the King James Version of the Old Testament. How many times in the New Testament?
100.
Do you think the Old and New Testament are inspired?
Yes.
Just for comparison, how many times does it appear in my presentation, the word light? And do you think my presentation is inspired? 395 times. In my oh wait, you weren't supposed to see that. Even when it turns dark at night, cannot be hidden. Do your neighbors put out a display like this? I ordered a substance and I'm going to have to show you a demonstration later. It didn't come. I think I fell into the trap and ordered something from China. So it may be here one of these days. I have a drone. There's no way I send it up into fireworks. You can actually see the legs of the drone. Revelation 22:5, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. So, in summary, I would say this. The properties of light permit the eye to see God's fantastic creation. The properties of light allow it to travel from the sun to the earth and provide the engine that drives all of life on earth. And third, don't let Dan Clark take your picture. So next week, Lord provide, the Lord providing, and the deacon is not saying, okay, you're done. This is what we'll do. We'll study water next week. Yes, sir. Okay.
And you got the ark of the earth over the ocean. How's it come out light when it comes down? Shouldn't it go straight down into the bottom of the ocean? But yet you can't see. It's dark down there.
Well, light when it hits water, it does all three things. It's absorbed, it goes through, and it's reflected. It does all three. A very clean lake. You can see the bottom. I don't know what the numbers are, how deep it can go in the water, but yeah, it can go pretty deep. All right. Anything else? All right. My computer held out. I don't know how to close. Does somebody want to close?